everyone. My name is Miss Lelobi. Welcome to the 7th episode of the Office Podcast.
Hi, Lelo.
It's been 7 episodes, guys.
Wow.
Why did I think it was late?
Me too. I thought it was the 6th one.
We've been turning out these episodes
It's been so good. We've been consistent.
Yes, I'm proud. And even the listeners are also consistent in supporting
us. And supporting
Thank you, guys. We really appreciate it. So welcome, guys. You guys had a good week.
Yeah.
Well, it's Monday. But last week was a good, no, last week was a bad week. I'm lying. No, yeah. It wasn't a good week for me.
Mm. I just had the Mondays of Mondays, so that's that.
Ooh, okay.
This will be better.
All right. So let's see if you guys are going to give me a good KYC experience today.
I'm ready. Yes.
Okay. So this country in Africa has been ranked as the world's least happy nation. This is in the 2016 World Happiness Report.
Okay.
I know South Africa was
the world's least happy nation. I feel sorry for them.
That is so bad and probably like war stricken.
Group jogging is banned in this city, in this country.
Wow.
This was in 2014. The country's president banned the activity, citing the reason that such walks can help people plan anti-government activities.
The insecurity.
The first prime minister was assassinated a few weeks after his election.
Is it Somalia?
Mm-mm, no. No, it's not Sudan.
Oh my God.
So, last week, on the 1st of May, which is like Workers' Day, I don't know what they call it in this country. Is it Workers' Day everywhere? Is it Labor Day? Whatever.
Workers' Day.
This president, Pierre Nkurunziza, publicly honored his 12-year-old daughter with the medal for being a good girl at home. And this was at a Workers' Day ceremony.
I know it. If you want to try, I know it.
And this was at a Workers' Day.
Imagine it's a Workers' Day ceremony. Yes.
And you're like honoring your 12-year-old for being a good girl.
Cute.
I know it because...
Excuse me. No, this is abuse.
I know it because one of my friends is from there and she said it to me this morning and I was like, what happened?
What is it? You know, what is it like?
It's Burundi.
Burundi.
Oh, but that is so cute. A proud daddy.
So 90% of their population is employed in agriculture and they drink beer through straws in this country.
Yes, they do.
So that's Burundi. But
that is so cute. I'm actually going to read up about that 12-year-old medal. I think it's cute.
Imagine, guys. No. It's a day to honor workers, and when are you busy with your daughter?
Yeah, well, my baby is working.
Okay. Apparently, just to add on to that, so apparently the president once gave like one of the principals a best principal award.
Based on what?
Exactly. It's crazy.
Yeah.
But anyway.
Okay, cool. Thank you so much, guys. Well, lighten.
The score is 2, guys. 2-0, Kia.
We must ask about London or UK or something. Oh. Okay, Kia, what are we talking in office politics today?
In office politics today, guys, we want to talk about something that is that can be sensitive. Depending on which side you're sitting. So it's for people who've possibly faced disciplinary hearing due to poor work performance in the workplace, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I wanted to talk about this specifically because poor work performance can be attributed to anything, especially now with mental health or mental health discussions coming up.
Yeah.
You know, sometimes you'll see that someone's not performing, hasn't been performing well for the last few weeks or the last few months. You don't know what the person's going through, whether the person's going through a divorce, they've lost their child, or, you know, but we're constantly expected to, you know, to show up when we get to work because we have to, unfortunately, the reality is we have to separate life, work, you know, and work life and our personal lives. But there's also, like, every time I listen to conversations about someone maybe getting, like, a warning or some sort of, I don't know, letter to say, you know, they're not performing well, and then the next thing, Dugumoto is being fired. So I was curious about whether or not companies are actually allowed to be firing people because they're told that you're not performing well. Over the last 6 months, you haven't been performing well. You get one strike, or you get. So I wanted to explore that conversation as to whether or not companies have different policies, or if does the country regulate that, or what are the laws behind it? Because a lot of CCMA cases. Or majority of the CCMA cases are exactly that. People being dismissed over things like poor work performance. Mm-hmm. But what is poor work performance? Unless you're in, you know, sales, yes, it's easy to judge that you're because you're not reaching the targets. Mm-hmm. I was talking to someone 2 weeks ago who was telling me that they got fired. Funny enough, we worked at the same company for a bit, but I went in when they were going out. And when I asked, I was like, why did you get fired? And he's like, oh, well, because I wasn't making placements, or, you know, I wasn't making enough placements according to the business. So I was just like, geez, was that, you know, obviously he probably won't tell me the full story as to what happened.
What
the process? Yeah. So I wanted to chat about the process. What is the right process in case people do find themselves in a situation where they are getting dismissed or they're about to get dismissed because of poor work performance. Mm. Yeah. But also, I sometimes also feel that employees don't take responsibility for their actions in the workplace. So let's talk about that, and I want to hear your thoughts, because I know that you guys are in the positions that you're in. Mm-hmm. You have the experience. You've dealt with employees, but you've also been on the other side.
We are high performers.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, Lilo, guys, Lilo is a high performer. Yeah, at 6 o'clock, Mogel was on the call with her boss, updating, you know, giving her boss details. I was into that conversation, giving her boss details.
She called me.
But it's the fact that you answered. Okay, a lot of people wouldn't have answered. So you're a high performer. Well done, Lilo.
Yes. Now the big bucks must follow.
Hint, hint, nudge, nudge. What do you guys think?
Can I start? Because I've got a lot to say.
Oh,
this.
Thank you, Lai.
Yes, because
you've gone through a poor performance process.
Yes, and not me. You just said yes. Not me. Not me. But I've set in because somebody wasn't performing poorly. So what I think, first off, I think, you know, there's with the young people. I'm a young person myself, spring chicken. But anyway. But what
I've
realized,
you're past 30. Aren't you 30?
A little, no.
Did you turn 30 yet?
I did.
Oh, la, la. So I'm the spring chicken.
I'm kidding. Don't worry. Yeah. We won't drag mine. Then you like.
Anyway, I'm the middle child in here, so it's fine. But so anyway, I digress. So my thing is that what I found with the youth and the younger people is that there's like an entitlement that comes with young people working these days. People don't want to put in work. They just think that they are going to get things because they just come to work. But you need to come to work and you need to give value. You can't just come to work and just do the bare minimum that you need to do survive. You need to give value to the company. Otherwise, why couldn't they hire somebody else who can do better?
Mm.
And then second of all, I think in terms of companies' responsibilities with stuff like, you know, dismissal and like poor performance, I think there need to be clear set KPIs when you get into your job. They need to sit you down and tell you, this is what you're responsible for. And they review that from, depending what kind of industry you're in. I would say with us, like we review every like month or two in advertising to say, okay, are you keeping up? Are you not keeping up through like a performance appraisal? Mm. And why are you not keeping up? And during that performance appraisal, what we do is that we say, okay, this is the, you know, you have like that whole table that you mark them, you know, from like 1 to 6, depending on what
so I feel
the process is doing.
I feel like that is not the first step. You can't now come and evaluate people from the beginning. I kind of feel like what companies don't do well is in that first, let's say the first 3 months after you start, already I'm expecting you to perform like someone who's been there for a year.
Yes.
Whereas actually that first 3 months, it's all about getting you up to speed with everything, training, coaching and everything else. So we can't just start talking about you not performing when I just joined now. Obviously, there's a period that I need to acclimatize and get used to how you guys do things.
So does it change then with the higher you go? Because if I'm getting hired from a senior role that I'm in, and I get hired into a more a more managerial role, whatever in the next company, some companies do expect you, since you're senior where you are now, and you're saying that you have the skills that we require to hit the ground running.
Mm.
So does it apply on all levels, or is it only junior levels, mid-level?
Even if you are senior, even if you're an executive, you can't just come in and already you are performing. You still need to get at least 3 to 6 months to settle. I mean, I think it's people who expect you to come and perform miracles within the first 3 to 6 months are very unreasonable. And the higher up you go, some of the things that you need to do to be able to get a return, they require some effort and whatever.
Mm-hmm.
So I think literally for me, the first 3 months is really for the person to acclimatize, get used to how we redo things. Yes, you and the skill is there, but how you apply it in this environment and making all the relevant connections in this business, it requires some time.
Yeah. But I also think I completely agree with you, Lela, and but I also think that in certain professions or whatever it is, it just it depends on let's say you have the skill, right? And then there isn't that much change from what you were doing.
Yes.
If you don't have, like, for lack of a better, you know, description, like a different client. So you don't really need to...
Or the outcome of the sale, or the KPI are the same as where you were.
Yeah, exactly.
Guys, let's say you're a salesperson in this business and you go join another company as a salesperson. Mm-hmm. First of all, they might even be selling different products.
Yeah.
Your core skill might be sales. You're selling different products. You still need to understand the landscape in this environment. Yeah. You understand the market. You understand, okay, the kind of clients that they deal with. Mm. All of that takes time. You can't just come in and start making, like, okay, some people are lucky in the sense that then they are able to get that. But I don't think it should be a norm.
Just
because in your first 3 months you're not able to get whatever sales you were getting, you may have been a top salesperson in your previous company. Mm-hmm. You're not gonna come in and start performing at that level. You kind of have to understand that you are starting out. So I don't know. I just think it shouldn't be an expectation that you're gonna come out and shoot the lights out or whatever.
Yeah.
But for people that have been in the specific roles for a while that are not performing, now that's something else that we can address.
Exactly.
So none of you have actually experienced poor performance discussions.
I have.
Yeah.
But how do you guys handle those?
I've never actually experienced it with someone who reports to me, but with other people.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
So,
I've experienced it with somebody who reported to me. And my thing is that, like, you know, working social media is pretty much, I head up social media, so it's pretty much what, like, my team members do.
Can you get us some paid? Get it on, sorry.
It's pretty much, you know, like, it's different from client to client, because if you work at a different advertising agency, you've got a different set of clients, they've got different needs, and they've got different business objectives, blah, blah. So that is different. But then, like, the core of the work is very, very similar. But, with the particular individuals that I've dealt with, it's because of it's not about actually poor performance, it's about learning and learning so that they can get the performance up. So it's like, okay, you don't get this client, but do this, do that, do that, so that you can get to a point where you're comfortable and you really know them and you know, and you're actually working at your optimum best. So that has been the thing. But then it's where people are actually not even doing that.
Mm-mm.
So they're not even prepared to put in the work to learn more. They're just doing what they used to do on a different client, which is not working. So that's what I've experienced from my point of view. And that's when I was saying earlier, that we've had, like, appraisals and be like, you know, okay, cool. This is not based on us, like, saying that you're performing poorly, but we need to check in and see where you are. How you can get to where we actually need you to get to, and what we can do to support, like, your frustration.
And that's the important part of the conversation. What can we do to support you? If there are barriers, what can we do to remove those barriers and help you perform optimally?
Yeah.
So, and then I think it's an attitude thing, because then there are people who still have those conversations. Mm. The buses open up to them, but it just doesn't work. And they sometimes struggle then to, for lack of a better word, get rid of... Because also, on the other side of the coin is that companies also suffer should they keep poor performance employees in the business for too long.
Mm-hmm.
It's also not good for that person's confidence, I think, to keep them in a role that they're not really made for. But the question then is, how long do we give you that? How much time does the business have to give you? Is it a year?
And I think 2 years? That's what companies struggle with, because managers are lazy to do the work that is required for you to finally fire someone for not performing.
Yes.
There's a process, a whole process that needs to be followed. They shy away from doing that because of how...
It's tedious.
The word I'm looking for. It's a tedious process.
Could it not
process?
Also be because they just don't want to be seen as people that, you know, just go around firing people?
No, they're just lazy because of that process. Tell them, they will come to you and complain, this so-and-so is not performing. I'm like, okay, this is a process we need to follow to try and before we can get to the part where we actually dismiss this person. They don't want to follow that. So now they're stuck with people. There's so many people in different companies who are not performing,
but
they
are still there.
In the jobs because... Managers just look at, okay, this is the process. No, I'm sorry, I'm not doing it.
I completely 100% agree with you, Leto. I went through the process, excuse me, and it was really, really hard. It's like the amount of preparation. It's actually like a job on its own.
Make notes of everything.
Make sure that you're actually like, you're being fair, of course, first and foremost. Yes. But also make sure that it's the company's interest and also the individual's interest are being, you know, protected. So you actually have to be quite strict. And even if sometimes you like the person, it's just like, you know what?
It's your job.
Like, you have to do what you have to do. So, you know.
So here's a scenario, right? Mm. They said that you're not performing well or to the standard of what was initially agreed upon in your contract. You're given a verbal warning followed by a written warning. Another written warning.
First of all, you can't just give a verbal warning and written warning for me not performing. So when you the way you handle performance, you don't handle poor performance the same way you handle misconduct.
So that's where we're actually taking the conversation. Exactly.
You can. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's exactly where we're taking the conversation, guys. So then you get a few months later, you're dismissed. You feel you're unfairly treated.
Go to the GCMA quickly.
Exactly. Yeah. So your natural instinct would be what? To go to the CCMA, right? Yeah. In this case, a lot of the times, people who don't know would assume that the employee was the one in the wrong. Mm-hmm. But actually, according to the SA Labor Guide, this is actually, and it's an organization that is not even related to the government whatsoever, not getting funding from the government.
I like the CCMA website, by the way.
So it's quite an informative website. So they actually say that that is the incorrect procedure. So what Lilo was saying now, to say you get a verbal warning and then a written warning and then another written warning and then you're fired, that's actually the incorrect procedure that the employee or the employer follows.
And you know why people do that, like managers and companies would do that, because it's quicker than me following the other procedure. Exactly.
So that means that employees don't know their rights.
That's why
it's allowed, because employees don't know their rights.
Yeah, and that's why I love the concept of having unions.
Yes.
Because things like this, they know their rules to the T. So where the environment is unionized, you don't find these things.
Yeah. So what, when I look for a job, guys, must I ask? Are they unionized?
No, you can either ask or you can read up. All this information, like you said, is readily available. Even the CCMA has like information that you as an employee can read just to find out about the different processes. What is a fair dismissal? What is an unfair dismissal and all of that. So there's information out there, but then people must just arm themselves with information.
They definitely do.
Yeah.
So what they're saying is that issues of performance shouldn't be handled by a disciplinary process. A disciplinary process is followed in allegations of misconduct only and not for any other reasons. Mm-hmm. So matters of poor performance are addressed by a completely different procedure, and those are the two that exist at the moment. So one procedure is for handling poor performance based on ill health or injury, which obviously has to be dealt a little bit differently because of the sensitive nature. And another procedure for handling poor performance is caused by factors other than ill health or injury. So it's like someone not coming to work on time because they're constantly drunk, or they're on drugs, or you know, some other thing other than the big one. So I think one thing that's important to note is that poor work performance falls under incapacity and exists in all work contracts. So make sure that you check your work contract, and should you be deemed incapable, your employer can dismiss you.
But then also, like, what I feel like employers should be doing, what they actually should be doing, is that when you're performing poorly, when they have those appraisals with you and they check in, they need to prove what support you've been getting, what training you needed, so that you can actually before they even fire you, they should have like actually exhausted all of those options to say, okay, we supported in this way, we gave this much training so this person can go, or ultimately, or was this person, am I underperforming because I'm actually swamped with a lot of work and I'm not actually not getting through what I need to be getting through. So it needs those those situations need to be very clarified.
And I think, just to go back to your point about people don't know their rights and all of that, I think people also underutilize their HR departments. Their HR departments are not just there to kind of support line manager, but they're also there to give you advice as an employee as well. So if you don't understand, if your manager is telling you, Guti, you're not performing, and you kind of feel like, oh my God, what's happening? You get your warning or whatever, just go and find out, okay, what is our policy on this? What is our process? What needs to happen? What should I be doing? And so on. Especially if you feel like you were like ambushed with this now, you're not performing, but you don't really understand why. So I think besides the fact that there's information online, and even on some companies have intranets where all the policies are there, but also just to speak to your HR department as well. They're not always the enemy. Like,
but you know, I was about to say that someone once said, they're like, I don't remember what they're talking about, but then he said HR is not your friend. So basically all he's saying is that HR is there for the company and is there to obviously, you know, take care of the interests of the business.
Yeah.
And they just feel like HR is not there to support you as an individual, as an employee. But so it's a little bit tricky.
But I also think it's like it depends what kind of organization you work in. And I think like I swear, like, I think almost every company that I've worked in, they've always been one HR person. And in that case, you always, like, raise your eyebrows. You're like... And then I remember, like, in one of the first agencies that I worked at, our HR person was actually the CEO's wife. And I was...
I've heard of such situations.
You can't even go and, like, voice your concerns, because then it's going to be pillow talk. So, you know, in those instances...
Oh, shucks, I've heard of situations like that where... If you're complaining to the HR, then she goes and she tells the boss, and then the boss is like, so I think that's the challenge with working with smaller companies.
You should be able to have a platform for you to raise whatever content or, you know.
Yeah. But so, let's see. So, okay, guys, you're probably asking yourself, okay, guys, you're talking about this, but you're not telling us what the fair or the correct procedure is. So we're going to tell you what the correct or the fair, what we think is the, or what the SA Labor Guide actually says is a fair procedure. So establish that the problem is poor performance and not misconduct. So firstly, they need to actually establish that first. Excuse me, guys. And then identify the cause of the poor performance. So is it because you've suffered a loss at home or, and you know, which is sometimes
is
temporary pain.
Or
you just don't know what you need to do and you need the training. So do they need to, or did they not give you the training when you first came in? Like what Lilo was saying earlier on.
Or the job description is not clear. Yeah.
That's also possible. Or
the
sometimes
processes
it's
are not documented.
So there's a lot of things that could be causing the poor performance. And then meeting with your employer and the line manager to establish the causes of the poor performance. So exactly that. Was I not trained well? Was I not given a proper brief or a job spec or anything of that sort? In particular, obtain employees' reasons for the poor performance. So also ask and find out, or your or you tell your boss what it is. And if you're the boss, you find out from them, what's going on? Is everything okay at home? So what I do at work is I usually just take the guys out. If I can see that someone's not in a good space, I just take them out for a coffee. So we've got this take you out for coffee culture thing. And then we'll go to Motherland or something. Sorry, advertising. but we'd go like out for coffee and just to find out. And then you'll find out that someone's really stressed out because it's a home situation, you know?
Yeah, and I also think we don't really spend as, like, well, maybe some people do it, but I wish it was consistent in every company that you just take time to ask people how are you? Not only about the work and what needs to be delivered and all of that. And I think even I don't do it as well as I could be. So you find out a lot about what people are going through, because they're going through affects how they perform at the end of the day.
That's very true.
And I have to say, sorry, just to add into that, like, I actually have a system where every week I've got like a check-in thing, and then sometimes it's like there's nothing to talk about, but then like I do have a check-in.
Like in your diary?
Yeah, in everyone's diary, I'm like, we have like a meeting, and then like if also you want to come personally and chat, because then I feel like also sometimes I think it's up to you as an employee to raise your voice if there's something that you really are struggling with, because then people won't know if you don't say anything.
Absolutely.
I think some people are shy.
That is key. You also have to speak up. You can't carry on like everything is hunky-dory, but meanwhile back at the ranch.
You're right. So also obtain commitment from the employee as a manager regarding what action he'll take to rectify the problem, right? And then inform the employee of what the action will be from you as an employer. So will you be taking them for training? Say I'll put you on a training or a performance review, whatever, for 3 months, and then let's review again or have a discussion later.
And even if you say 3 months, whatever, but like have regular check-ins.
Exactly. So that's when you agree on a reasonable time period for improvement. So you can check in 3 months later or 6 months later.
Three months is very long. If you've identified someone as a problem, I think minimum check in once a month.
Yeah.
There you go.
Yeah.
And then follow up to monitor the progress. But you can't just give me warnings and then you...
I
thank you guys. Like what Lilo was saying, read up on the stuff. I think SA Labor Guide is quite a good website to read from.
Yeah.
And a lot of people have lost jobs or find themselves with bad records because they don't know any better. So I think we need to educate ourselves as employees. But also as managers and employers, we also need to educate ourselves on processes and also try and be a little bit nicer in that you do, like we say, extend your manager role to finding out how the person's actually doing outside of the fact that you need to. And that's where I think EQ comes in as a leader.
Exactly.
Where we need to start going over the fact that are you good at what you do, but are you okay? Going through something?
Yeah.
But I think I like that our labor laws make it very difficult to dismiss. It's not the easiest thing. But it can be done. I mean, we've seen a lot of people get dismissed, but there's a proper process that is very clear. So I don't understand how people get it wrong and they end up at the CCMA or whatever. Yeah. But I really like the fact that, I think it's because of where we come from, mm-hmm. that they've named the, our labor laws so strict.
But thanks, guys.
That was an interesting conversation. Thank you,
Kim. I hope you guys aren't firing anyone anytime soon.
Wow, thank you so much. Gia, I really appreciate your intense research.
Yes,
and
yes.
You're educating people, doing important work in the community. Right. Are you going to be on the ballot on Wednesday? I really feel like I want to vote for you, hey? Thank you, Amanda, Gia.
Amanda.
Okay, cool. So next up is Tea with Light.
Yeah,
it's going to be short and sweet.
Yeah, it's going to be short and very, very sweet.
Black with two sugars.
Let's have the coffee or the tea right after this. Welcome back. So it's time now for Tea with Lighten. What have you got?
Hello, guys. As you all know, that our good sis Meghan Markle just delivered a baby.
Oh, the baby's here.
Yes, the baby's here.
Congratulations.
Congratulations to Harry and Princess Meghan Markle. You know, I'm
sure the baby's so
Meghan.
Cute.
And you know,
when
I joke, but
exactly.
It's a baby boy.
They look like they washed in milk or something.
With the pink cheeks.
Skin is so soft, yeah.
Ooh,
girl,
the
it's the money.
Royal baby.
It's the money.
It's the money, girl.
But you know what I like about this whole royal baby thing is that, you know, they usually do the traditional come out of that
hospital.
Exactly. She didn't do that. She had the baby, mm-hmm. I think, early this morning or like last night.
Yeah.
And she hasn't done that. They're only showing the baby in 2 days. Mm-hmm. But Sky News showed a video of Harry like being interviewed and just like letting the public know that baby, the how he started it, he said, Meghan and I have had a baby boy. And I was like, oh. And he was, I have never seen Harry that happy. Like it made me like want to cry.
He's so besotted with that girl.
No,
he's so besotted.
Oh, he's so besotted. And I think that's why it works for them, because I think they're actually really, really, really in love. Mm. And I don't think they would have like
see how they look at each
other. So who's not in love?
Oh my God.
Sorry, that line. Ooh. Sounds like, ooh,
the other one's not in love.
To good stuff. Mm. So they're showing the baby to the public in 2 days.
Well, I can't wait.
And I cannot wait. And
I mean, but newborns are ugly. I want to see the baby. Like,
oh no, these ones are rich.
Do you know? I actually wish that they wouldn't show the baby until like maybe like in a couple of years, because after what the British media has done to that couple, they don't even deserve to see that baby until.
But
can
you imagine if they don't show us the baby? Yes. How much they'll be running after them? It'll be worse.
They might just get it out of the way.
Everybody gets their picture and then they move on with their lives.
And the other thing that I really like about this is like, Harry and Meghan are continuing like this whole legacy of, not really legacy, but then this whole thing of like not going according to customary things that the royals are doing. Mm. So it's like they are redefining rules
mm-hmm.
and everything. So you know, kudos to them.
I love that.
And yeah, and like, you know, new process. I cannot wait, guys, to see the baby, and it's the baby boy.
Yay, baby boy, seventh in line.
Who's next in line though? Is it not the other one?
No, it's Banjan.
Banjan is next in line. When is the father or the grandmother dying though?
I don't even know.
Is she not part of Illuminati?
No. Apparently the grandmother,
even the husband is not dying. Did you see what that guy looks like?
No. The husband is not in the
dying. Oh my gosh.
You know, apparently the grandmother was like at a fashion show with Anna Wintour,
mm-hmm.
and you know Anna Wintour has actually been the Vogue editor for as long as I've been alive.
Mm-hmm.
And then,
isn't long. Yeah, you just said you are.
No, it's actually quite long. But let's stop it. And then apparently what they're talking about how they've been in their careers for a long time. I was like, oh, being a queen is such a fancy career, right?
Oh, sis, okay. Yeah, strategic thinking.
I haven't heard the queen's voice. I don't know if I've heard it. When did she?
You know, she does speak like on those like Christmas specials things.
Oh,
when she does them, yeah. But
I don't know, there's something about the queen.
I must Google her talking.
But let me keep quiet.
As long as she loves Meghan, I'm cool. I'm cool with her.
Yeah,
and it sounds like she's okay.
She's not pretending.
No, I don't think
so.
The way Harry loves that girl, guys.
Harry, they
just make me so happy.
But I also
they make you believe.
Having spoken to a lot of people, like, and knowing a lot of people that are British, and they're saying that the monarchy actually needed this. Because in all honesty, they're not sure how long it's going to survive.
Yes, black baby.
Exactly.
Like,
oh, my God. We're going to blip that. Rob. But anyways, guys, that was it on our very short and sweet
teaser. Oh, no, that is amazing. The best news ever.
Yeah, it's the best news ever. And I think it was like, you know, like a ray
baby.
Of like lightness that we needed to.
Yeah, it's like our baby. It's
our baby. It's
the world baby.
Can you imagine
the black community's baby?
Mother is from like the hood.
You know,
it's like it's just you
the
know,
sandals.
It's like
the
anything is possible.
Anything,
exactly, anything
no
is possible, right?
Black child, it's possible.
It is possible.
Exactly. Apply
yeah,
for
Megan
visa.
Has like made us believe, man.
Exactly, yeah. She made us believe that you know you can be who you want to be.
Where did they meet again? They didn't meet on Tinder, right?
They met through a mutual friend.
Oh, that's cute. Yeah, I prefer those.
What are y'all doing for me when I'm not meeting a friend?
Like, really, what kind of friends do we have?
Right.
Friends that introduce you to princes.
Exactly.
Guys.
Yo, Garo and I, you're closer to that than the rest of us. When
yeah.
You closer to what?
You could probably marry like King Swati's kid.
You could marry,
you imagine the scrutiny that comes with marrying someone like that? I would never. No. I'm sorry.
Really?
I don't want my business.
you should.
They go digging in your past and bring out every. No, I am not ready.
Not tonight. Okay. But Rihanna is doing it with that billionaire boyfriend.
Oh,
and nobody's
yeah.
digging into her thing. And she's actually quite private about that relationship.
I think private relations are the best.
Yeah.
But you know what? I don't care whether a relationship is private. I just feel like people must just live. If you want to expose it and put it out there on blast, just do it. At the end of the day, whether it's private or not, it's going to end. If it ends.
Yeah.
So
exactly.
It's not going to be safe just because you're not putting it out there. So
that
I'm just saying, live your
true.
Life. But anyway,
true.
Megan, darling,
congratulations.
We want to see that black baby
soon.
And we stop it.
Yes.
Guys. Oh no.
Yellow bone.
Princess dies grandchild.
I hope he's got an afro.
No, but Megan doesn't even have an afro, so it's not going to happen.
You know jeans, hey? Jeans are very fine. They might go this way.
British people.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, thank you so much, guys. I think that's it for this week's episode. Not just really short and sweet.
Oh, can we also just send a shout out to Casta, guys? She had quite a.
Yeah, Casta Semenya. She had quite a.
Casta had
quite a tough one. And I only remember. Because we're talking about British and obviously
who
I'm thinking about. So I think she's had a tough one.
Mm-hmm.
But I know that the Athletic South Africa is going to challenge and is going to appeal decision. And
no,
I hope
but the things that are happening to Casta, though, she doesn't deserve any
she
of
doesn't.
That. Yeah,
but you know what? She defies the odds. And just like Megan, I think she makes us believe
she's so
that it's
inspirational.
And then I actually watched her run the race on Friday. And I was like, girl, you did it.
And she did it.
And you know what I loved about this whole thing this weekend is that how brands like came behind her and, you know, like just supported with like Nike and also Nando's.
Oh,
Nando's did.
Oh my God, Nando's was very extra spicy.
Poster?
Yes, they did like a whole social media
check it
poster.
Out.
You need
I'll
to check it out. I can pull it up right now, but it was
Team Casta.
Team Casta, well done.
We love you, girl. Just keep going. I think I really love just how she's even through everything that she's going through. She's all about. It's not about me. It's about the next generation.
Exactly.
I love
and
it.
And you'll find that she's hurting inside, but
she
you know
is.
What? She's probably hurting inside, but you know what? She
keeping up the positive.
It's cruel.
Well, I hope they do when they appeal. I trust that they will.
Strong black woman, you know.
But at least now the truth is coming out about who's who in the zoo. Because that girl.
But she can't even run. There were just so many memes and.
Gosh,
guys. No, the memes
like,
just got me.
Yes.
I mean, one of the girl that was actually leading the race ended up, like, after the first lap, actually just went off track. Like, she just walked off. She's like, I'm not going to confirm.
I can't
girl.
Do this.
Just,
No, yo, anyway, yeah. So all our heartfelt support to Casta. We really, really hope things get better. I mean, you can't now, guys. Anyway.
I'd rather just quit and go work in an office.
All right, and thank you guys for your support. We really do love seeing
really
your tweets.
Love
we love it. Thank you so much for listening to The Office Podcast. Do send us your suggestions and feedback. Hashtag The Office Podcast. And we shall chat again next week. Next week, I'm going to be talking to you guys about Cuba.
Oh, we cannot wait.
And where are you going next?
Cubana.
I'm thinking about it. Thinking about it. December, I told you guys in December when I take 3 weeks off and just travel.
Yeah.
Nice. Cuba might be there.
Will you be done with school?
The Bahamas. Yes, I'll be done.
Okay.
So I'm thinking about it. So we'll see.
Yeah,
things
cannot.
I might something else might come up. And
did you hear Bahamas? How Stella's gonna get her groove back?
Oh, is that going to Jamaica?
Plus she cancels her crush.
The Caribbean.
Plus she cancels her crush, whoever that is.
Yeah, and everybody on Twitter
wants to know
your question.
My crush has not been liking my posts, so therefore he is cancelled.
Yeah, all my crushes are cancelled. Yeah.
All right, guys, thank you so much for listening. Now we're talking about crushes.
I know.
About office and inspiring
people. But it was
tea time. Always going off track. Okay, thank you, guys. We'll see you next week. Goodbye.
Bye, guys.
Bye, guys. So,